My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast. We're going to get to the petty cast here in just a second. Seth and I like to get a little petty sometimes with people who may have wronged us at some point, or people we just like to point at and laugh when they're failing. It's a little bit of schadenfreude as well.
Yeah.
And we're going to lead in, actually, with Cleveland and Deshaun Watson. But before we get into kind of some of the funny ha-ha stuff about how Cleveland is football-wise right now, we probably should touch on what is being treated as the story of the day on all the national outlets sports-wise. Deshaun Watson is being sued again.
Yeah.
This time for similar stuff to what he had been accused of in the lawsuit, although this crosses over into a next degree of sexual assault. There's forcible stuff in this, and this is on a date, not in a massage setting.
It's rape. It's rape. Allegations of rape.
Yeah, right, yeah. And so Tony Busby is representing this particular Jane Doe, and she is going by Jane Doe in the lawsuit. And with an incident that took place, allegedly, back on October 10th, 2020, which is week 5 of the NFL season that year. It was a week after Bill O'Brien got fired. Not tying those two things together at all, but just trying to, for Texan fans wondering, oh, when was that on the calendar? It was in the, like, the beginning part of the COVID year. Deshaun Watson accused of this stuff. So no comments yet that I've seen from the league or from Deshaun or from Cleveland, from the Browns or anything else. But needless to say, yet another just complete smear on this trade from the Browns standpoint that makes this the worst trade ever.
Just to paint the whole context, and obviously, like, on the football side of things, not to take away from the seriousness of the allegations or anything, on the football side of things, it's one more thing that makes the Browns a complete and total mess and disaster at quarterback right now, because Deshaun Watson is, as he has been for some time now, he's performing like one of the worst quarterbacks in the league.
Yes.
It just a really pathetic display the other day. I think some people are trying to excuse it as poor pass protection. No, I'd say a lot of the sacks are his fault.
Yes.
He holds onto the ball an extremely long time. He's not playing well, and there's just zero... part of Browns fans that would feel like they even want to try to make an excuse for the allegations against him, because it's just there's nothing good about the quarterback situation up there right now.
So let's pettycast this thing here, putting the allegations against Deshaun that surfaced yesterday afternoon aside. Deshaun Watson met with the media following the loss to the Cowboys on Sunday, 33-17, the final score. Deshaun's trying to keep everybody in Cleveland, you know, trying to keep them hopeful here and optimistic. And he recalled back in 2018 with the Texans when, you know, maybe something similar unfolded.
It's the NFL. Anything happened. I started 0-4 in 2018. We won 11 straight, you know? So it's one game at a time.
Deshaun, you're exaggerating a little bit. You were 0-3 with 9 straight wins.
That's as petty as it gets
right there, me doing that. Well, actually, Deshaun,
I don't know, man. I feel like that's the kind of thing that CJ would pull the old Sean McVay trick to take you through the first three losses,
yes,
reasons for the losses. You would criticize his own play in that matter, and then he could reel off, like, the exact games in
fair
sequence for and exactly how they all went.
Fair. Yeah. No, you're probably right about that. So So that was Deshaun, like, oh, you know, like the fish was this big, you know, that kind of thing.
They won 11 more games after that, but it wasn't straight. They lost to the Colts and the Eagles.
Yeah. 9 straight. So they're freaking out in Cleveland right now. This is somebody, the Lineman Lounge Pod. This is a dude watching the Browns on television in his living room right here.
He's got, okay, so on the snap, I don't know. 4-man rush, got time. Still has time, decides to escape, and completely misses the guy in the middle of the field.
Force him to scramble. And just
The apologists need to stop apologizing. It's right there. Safe, man.
It is. There's just been an annoying vein of Browns fans who, through all of Deshaun Watson, including when they were winning games last year, he wasn't playing well. They would love to point out the good plays and then act like the bad plays were everybody else's fault.
Yeah.
Dropped passes, weather conditions, whatever it might be. You go long enough, and when somebody's not playing poorly, they're just not playing poorly. So when he's talking about the apologists, he's talking about his coworkers and family members that he's just disgusted with. He probably hasn't been to a family dinner in 18 months because of these damn, his cousin won't stop defending Deshaun Watson, the quarterback.
We got more. This is a Browns fan named John Fanta. This got sent to me by no fewer than about a half a dozen people. Like, have you seen this guy? He's freaking out about the Browns.
The only thing that's nice right now is the sun. That's shining. It shouldn't be. That was utterly embarrassing, pathetic, disgraceful, shameful. You gave that guy under center $230 million, fully guaranteed. $230 million, fully guaranteed. He's not great. He's not good. He's not even average. Right now, I put him on par with Bryce Young or Daniel Jones. He can go stand in line with them. Rip the Band-Aid off before it's too late, because the rest of that locker room knows it. Deshaun Watson's done. That first half against Dallas was an utter joke. I'm tired of hearing about rust. I'm tired of hearing excuses. I'm tired of hearing that the two-time NFL Coach of the Year, it's all his fault. Folks, he can't play. It ain't happening. Accept reality.
How about my favorite part of that is that he throws in two guys worse than the league that are Daniel Jones and Bryce Young. That's a shot at those fan bases too, in terms of just how miserable it is for them.
Yes,
they're like, oh, let me name the bottom category of quarterbacks.
Right.
Let's take the number one overall pick and let's take a guy who just got paid a couple years ago.
Yes,
and who also, you know, the GM decided that Saquon Barkley wasn't worth it, but Daniel Jones was. Yes.
All right, let's get to this one. This was yesterday morning. I heard this live. This was a call to the morning show on 92.3 The Fan. The first phone call of the day they took. Now, this is before all the allegations against Deshaun. That was their first segment this morning. This is the first segment after the loss to the Cowboys on Sunday. This is the very first phone call, and Ken Carmen, the host, flips out.
Dave in Macedonia, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning, boys.
All right.
He's quoting Daniel Caffey. Please. There's some, two numbers. You'll figure them out. 42.9, 144.
What is all this?
Watson's quarterback rating, Mayfield's quarterback rating.
Oh, Christ. I can't do this for one more second.
No, that's enough. The first call out of the box, we're going to do this. The very first call of the box, we're going to do this.
I know what his quarterback rating was. I know that he was good. Guys, I'm not doing it right out of the damn box. Can I have a little bit of time before we do this? Can I have a little bit of time? That he ain't coming home. He ain't coming back. Only to play us. That's it. He had a great day down there. Congratulations on all his success. I can't undo the trade. I can't undo it. You ready to go to another one?
Go ahead.
Ready to go to another one?
So,
it's true, man. Baker's a beast.
Is Tampa playing Cleveland this year?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Oh, okay. I don't know if he was talking about that or And shout out to Mike Evans, Galveston dude, by the way, who also is getting the, just like he did in college. Mike Evans might be the most underrated quarterback proper upper.
Okay.
Not to take anything away from Baker Mayfield's performance, but Manziel basically got, Manziel got the Heisman mostly because of Mike Evans.
He's a kingmaker. Mike Evans is a kingmaker.
So I think, boy, that's rough, man. That's rough.
Yeah.
The caller was annoying me, though. The whole cryptic, like, well, I'm going to give out a couple random numbers.
As I heard that call live, and when he's just sitting here, I got two numbers, 42. I'm like, oh, man, Seth would destroy this guy right now. Seth would have been like, get to it.
Get to the point.
Ken was like that. Ken's like, what are these? What are you doing? And you're right. Like, that's what happens sometimes when you turn the show over to a caller. No disrespect to you callers out there. All right, I want to make sure we get our other petty grievances in. By the way, Deshaun's odds of getting benched this season, 3-1. That was before all these allegations. I think the odds now are on, does he get suspended this season at some point?
Yeah.
Right?
There was one point in the game where Joel Bitonio was on the ground, offensive lineman for the Browns, and Deshaun went over try to help him up.
Yeah.
And Bitonio shooed his hand away and got up on his own.
Yeah.
And people grabbed that and ran with it. Joe Thomas made a good point. Joe Thomas said, look, this is an offensive lineman thing. Your body, offensive linemen don't bounce up with just like a little quarterback picking them up. You got to like roll over and put yourself up. I'll accept Joe Thomas's explanation for that, but the visual of it was very much almost like the offensive lineman just be like, no, screw you. Yeah. I'm getting up on my own.
Yeah. I saw Joe Thomas's tweet. You're right.
If you're not going to help us out by basically just having no pocket awareness, and if we don't know where you are in the pocket and you're getting sacked and it's your fault, but the O-line's getting blamed for it, go die.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Text message. He who shall remain nameless, Deshaun, is no longer a topic around these parts. You're wrong. This text says Bryce Young is the worst QB. Oh, funny you mentioned that. Here was Bryce Young.
Well, so wait a second. So why is Bryce Young a topic but not Deshaun Watson? Is this the same guy that always texts us in whenever we talk about Deshaun Watson?
It looks like a familiar number. It might be.
I feel like I think he's like his legal representative or something.
Maybe. But it's funny you bring up Bryce Young. It is fun to flaunt our quarterback, one of the top five in the league, while Carolina took Bryce Young ahead of C.J. Stroud. And this is where I admit, hey, I was a Bryce Young guy. I was, but now I don't have to be. Carolina does. This is Bryce Young following their 47-10 loss to the Saints on Sunday. Listen, he sounds like and looks like, if you find the video, a nervous middle school kid.
We talk about turning the page. Right now, you know, obviously it's fresh. Everyone's still feeling it. And then tomorrow, you know, it's for everyone, you know, learning what we can do better, what we did well, and building off of it. But we have to let that, you know, the days and the time periods we're allowed to feel certain ways and have our focus on whatever it is, keep it there. And then we'll move on. On Tuesday and off day and Wednesday, and you know, we turn the page to the Chargers, and we turn the page there. So it's just being where our feet are, and you know, good or bad, you know, making sure that we're able to turn the page.
Yeah, you're screwed, Carolina. you're screwed.
As Sean, you pointed this out, which is true. He's got this little nervous twitch where he kind of like rubs his arm. He takes his right arm and rubs his left arm, or vice versa.
Yeah.
That's kids, for anybody listening, for any other 14-year-olds like Bryce Young, this is something sometimes you don't learn until you're a little bit older. You want to, especially in difficult situations, be as open as possible. Anything like closed body language where you're crossing your arms or kind of like it looks like you're trying to protect yourself, it's a feeble look. It ends up being, you end up looking like a 14-year-old, you know, and that's what Bryce Young ends up looking
like. He's got his sleeveless t-shirt with his skinny little arms. And, oh, God.
His big old, I wish he would wear his big oversized backpack into those as well.
Dude, me too.
He's a man, you can't, that kid's not built for it.
No.
Physically, no. I don't think constitutionally, I don't think even Laremy Tunsil could call him a dog. You know, Laremy Tunsil calls everybody a dog. Yeah. I don't think he could call Bryce Young a dog.
Maybe he's like a poodle or something like that. I mean, there's certain dogs.
Yeah, but those little dogs have attitude.
That's right. You know,
those
fierce.
Little dogs, they get super protective of their owners. I don't think he's got that.
No,
maybe
a
Chihuahua?
Yeah, Chihuahua.
He's got a little bit of a, except Chihuahuas are fierce, too.
Yeah. No, the fierce.
But they always look nervous. You know, they're shaking a little bit.
Maybe, like a sedated Chihuahua, maybe.
I don't know
if
there's a breed of dog that I would feel like I wasn't insulting if I compared him to Bryce Young.
Bryce Young? Maybe so. Maybe so.
I can't
so.
Do that to dogs.
No, no. That's PETA's. PETA'll be all over you. All right, let's let's get the cruelty.
Yeah, no, eat all the steak you want, but stop comparing dogs to Bryce Young.
It's mean.
My God.
It's mean. Will Levis, maybe the dumbest pick six that I've ever seen. It's certainly in the conversation. Here's what it sounded. This was the score that gave away the game for the Titans on Sunday.
Blitz coming. Levis in trouble and throws an interception in the flat. It's being returned for a touchdown by the Chicago Bears. As he tried to throw it away, Levis pitched it forward. Stevenson caught it and raced into the end zone, and the Bears have the lead. What a tough mistake for the young quarterback.
Cannot do that. I mean, clearly, you just cannot do that.
It was awesome. It prompted Brian Callahan, the coach of the Titans, after the game, to say this about his team.
We were playing so good on defense that it's almost as if, I mean, if we just punted it on first and 10 every time, we might have won the game the way that, you know, we gave it away.
It's kind of true.
It was. He didn't say it in the tone of, like, we might as well have done. Like, he was trying to give credit to the defense, and yet a little bit of a, not even a Freudian slip, but just the fact of the matter was the offense was doing nothing for them, and certainly at the very end there, where Will Levis, not only, he tried to flick the ball under duress.
Yeah. like, underhand pitch, like, forward almost.
Yeah. And then did nothing, like, he wouldn't have made a play. Like, he couldn't have made the tackle, I don't think, because the guy was running full speed. But there was no part of him that looked like he was even interested or thought that
he was kneeling on the ground with his hands on his head like this.
Yeah. And remember, it's third down.
Yeah.
It's third down. There was no reason. This is not like fourth down at the very end of the game or anything. It's third down with 7.5 minutes remaining.
You're winning.
And he tries that pass. Yeah. You could excuse it if it was fourth down at the end of the game. It was third down. You're up by one. It was the most idiotic thing you could possibly do in that moment.
How bad is the history that Will Levis made on Sunday, Seth, and the Titans? The Titans led this game 17-0. They lost 24-17, which means they didn't cover the spread. They were getting 4 points in this game and had a 17-0 lead. Underdogs of 4 or more points to lead by 17 or more points at any point in the game have been 66-1-1 against the spread since 2019. Who was the one loss?
No.
Bill O'Brien and the Houston Texans in the playoffs against the Kansas City Chiefs in January of 2020.
You know what? At least that makes sense. Okay, it's the Chiefs, and this is what they do in the playoffs.
Right.
They overcome. That was the year where every game they overcame a double-digit deficit, right?
In the playoffs that year. Deficit. Yeah, that was their first Super Bowl. Yeah, they were down by double digits.
A huge so at least you have that consolation there.
Yeah.
I think with Will Levis, maybe it's just because we saw more of Will Levis than most people did last year. I'm very careful to say a guy can or can't do something. I could still see an avenue where Bryce Young ends up being a good NFL quarterback. It's unlikely, but I could see it. I do not get it with Will Levis. Mm-mm. I just do not understand why anybody, including some smart people, this offseason thought that there's still something there. He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Like an idiot in so many respects. He takes hits that he doesn't need to take. Like he underthrows his receivers routinely. There's nothing about him that spells out NFL quarterback.
We're raising money all day for a cause that is near and dear to us here at Sports Radio 610 and Odyssey. It's My Home Library. We've worked with the Barbara Bush Literacy Foundation for years now, trying to raise money for underprivileged kids to get books in their homes. 61% of low-income families in Houston have no books at all in the homes. And that leads to poor literacy. Poor literacy leads to crime, leads to poverty, leads to bad mental health. Literacy is kind of, it gets ignored a lot of times, as opposed to the things that directly affect. This has a direct effect on our quality of life here in Houston. And just $30 gets an underprivileged Houston child a library of books. So text new books to 41444 and make a donation of $30. Our friends at Reliant are matching all donations dollar for dollar. So that means your $30 donation is really a $60 donation. But we just need $30 from you. Donate now. When you donate, I'm in a little competition here. We are on behalf of... We did almost a Texans-Cowboys thing. Eric on the Morning Bullpen is a Cowboys fan. he's thinking that Cowboy fans can raise more money than Texan fans, and I'm like, you're nuts. So there's a little notation where you can put like a little note in there. Just put Texans. You know what? Put Texans and put suck it, Eric. Put it there so he sees that, because they see the donations come in down there, down in their studio. So put Texans, suck it, Eric, in there so he sees that. $30 and a chance to insult Eric from the morning bullpen and getting books in the hands of kids. It's awesome. Text new books to 41444. Up next, Texans rookies making contributions already. We love that. D'Amico Ryan's on the rookie class. Will Anderson on the rookies and what he is trying to do to help them acclimate to the NFL. And a major death in Hollywood yesterday as well. We'll get to that coming up.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Here was D'Amico Ryan's. This was Sunday after the game. D'Amico did get his voice back. I heard him on the coach's show yesterday and at his press conference. But Sunday after the game, he was doing some yelling during the game. Here he was talking about how the rookies did in their debut on Sunday against the Colts.
Yeah, Kamari did his job. Caitlin is did what he done every day in training camp. He went and took the football. So, you know, I'm very excited, very pleased with what those two rookies have done for us. And also Brooks stepping in, making a big tackle on the kickoff. So our rookies play really well.
Yeah, Stover got some props from Joe Mixon, too, for the blocking that he was doing.
Yeah, look, you know that I'm always skeptical of the tight end playing fullback. And yet Dalton Schultz and Cade Stover both did some really good things as run blockers in that game. And it wasn't always... And this is how it is when you've got a tight end playing fullback. It's not going to be a physically imposing Vontae Leach kind of smackdown or what have you. But just be in the right spot, get an angle on the guy, get an edge, you know, give the running back a clear picture. First and foremost, block the right guy. Mm-hmm. And I thought they looked good with that. In the last couple of years, as they were trying to work Troy Harrison in as a fullback, or last year with Andrew Beck, there were times where those guys just... they looked a little uncertain, and that's death in the running. Your running back needs a clear picture. I thought that Stover and Schultz did a good job just getting to the right guy and getting an angle on him so Joe Mixon could make a decision. So that part was good. As far as Cade Stover, I think that's the guy that he could, if he keeps working at it. He's only been playing the position for 2 years in one training camp now. I think he could develop into a good blocker. And at the very least, just an adequate blocker. If you're an adequate, dependable blocker, and if Schultz maybe looks more comfortable in this scheme this year, that opens up a whole lot of things for the offense.
I haven't gone back and watched every single play, but I thought, the big running plays, I did at times focus. I thought Schultz did a nice job on Sunday, and that was good to see because he was not that involved in the passing game. Like, if he's going to be out there and they're not throwing the ball to him, he better be blocking,
Right, right.
So, here was Will Anderson Jr. yesterday talking about this rookie class. He's impressed.
Honestly, man, I've just been letting him rock, man. Like, I haven't had to, I check on Kamar here and there, say how you doing, but coming from Georgia, come from Alabama, and then him coming from U.S. Like, they have that mentality of great football. They come from winning programs. Like, they know what it takes. They know the mentality. So coming here is just having that same mentality, coming to a locker room of guys that have that same mentality. You know what I'm saying? So it's easy for them to see, like, oh dang, like, they got the same mentality that we do. You know, they both come from really great coaches that know how to win too. So when they came here, they just did their thing, man. And I'm super proud of those guys, and I just can't wait to continue to see them ball.
It really is interesting, like, to look at the pattern of drafting guys from Nick Caserio and in part now D'Amico Ryans. Nick has said multiple times, like, he's here to serve D'Amico and go get what he needs. But it is interesting that as a front office that they just keep it simple in terms of where they draft guys from. It's Georgia, Alabama, Notre Dame, USC, Ohio State, LSU.
It's in general, Tank Dell is the only non-Power 5 conference they've drafted from, and it was University of Houston, which became a Power 5 conference
the next year.
I think they like having a big sample size of, to Derek Stingley versus Sauce Gardner. I think that, okay, we've just got more reps of Derek Stingley versus really good opponents than we do on Sauce Gardner. So I think it ends up being, look, those schools that they draft from also tend to have a lot of really good prospects, but I don't think it's necessarily any one individual school as much as, all right, these are the guys that we've got a lot of film on. And especially in this day and age where just about every high draft pick is coming out early, you just don't have that much film on a lot of guys anymore. So, and if they come from a school like Georgia, they tend to be coached up pretty well, too.
Yep.
I think that Kalen Bullock is the one that, it was going to be wait and see with him and see exactly how he develops and how he comes along. He had 25 snaps in the game on Sunday, and I thought he looked pretty, not just the interception, I thought he looked pretty good throughout. I didn't notice any glaring errors, so I would expect Kalen Bullock to continue to get worked into the mix more as he earns the trust of D'Amico Ryans and Matt Burke.
Yeah. Well, especially given the fact that, as you pointed out, two of the three big plays in that game that kept Indianapolis in the game directly had Jimmy Ward involved. Potentially making mistakes there.
And I think I got to go back and watch those plays. Kalen Bullock may have been the other safety on those plays. There were a lot of times where he and Jimmy Ward were in at the same time.
Yeah.
So divvying up the reps at the safety position will include more Kalen Bullock, but you also got to start making decisions about, all right, when does Eric Murray need to be in there instead of Jimmy Ward if Jimmy Ward athletically can't do the same things that he used to do?
They just extended Jimmy Ward for another year, too.
Yeah.
So that's...
I mean, there's stuff that out of a veteran, and we saw this last year a couple times on deep balls, I don't want my veteran safety being the guy who's out of position. That's... Just be deep. you don't have to do anything marvelous or magnificent. Just be in position.
Well, and with the Pierce play on Jimmy Ward, the jump ball, that was, I mean, Pierce is a really good athlete who's tall and rangy and go up and get it. Kalen Bullock might go up and get that ball. He might be more equipped to go make plays like that in center field on deep balls. Sad day in Hollywood yesterday. James Earl Jones, age 93. Probably best known for Coming to America, best known for being the voice of Mufasa in The Lion King, best known for being the voice of Darth Vader in the Star Wars movies. My favorite, age of 93, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, but James Earl Jones, man, maybe arguably the most famous voice in Hollywood. This was my favorite James Earl Jones bit. David Letterman, back in the day when David Letterman had a show, he did the top 10 every night. This was really funny. James Earl Jones, and you can kind of time capsule this thing and figure out about when this happened based on the jokes of the day, you know, the catchphrases and things like that. Here was James Earl Jones reading the top 10 on David Letterman.
How can things that sound cool when spoken by James Earl Jones? Here we go, number 10.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah. Number 9.
Objects in mirror may be closer than they appear.
Number 8.
J-Lo in the house.
J-Lo in the house.
Yeah, that sounded cool.
Number 7.
Click here now for the hottest sex sites on the web.
Number 6.
And the Academy Award for Best Picture goes to... Dude, Where's My Car?
I like that. Number 5.
You're not fully clean until you're zestfully clean.
All right. Number 4.
You mean I get all these great funk classics on just one CD or cassette?
Yeah. Number 3.
Number 3.
Well, now, wait a minute. That makes no sense at all. The number 2 cool thing when spoken by James Earl Jones.
Meow, 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 meow.
And the number 1 thing that sounds cool when spoken by James Earl Jones.
What's up?
Okay. Kids, if your parents are in their 40s, there was a period in their life, some of them are still afflicted with this, where they couldn't help but say, "Wazza!"
Yeah, it was a beer commercial. I'm going to guess that top 10. I just looked up when Dude, Where's My Car came out.
Yeah.
2000.
Ben, can you play the very first one, the I Can't Believe It's Not Butter?
Ben's tracking it down right now. Okay. As we start.
I can't believe it's not butter.
That was the best one right there. Like, you delivered that told the whole story there. You know, like, yeah, you heard that and you're like, oh my gosh, this guy's life had been wrecked by the fact that it wasn't butter. He just, everything changed. All of a sudden he realized that some of his life decisions earlier, like he brought so much import to that nonsensical line that, that having great actors read nonsense is sometimes the best evidence of just how good they are.
Yeah,
that was
I'm
awesome.
Like, dude, I do not want to be the person that told him it was butter. For
right,
sure, he
right.
seems really angry that it's not butter.
All the implications that came out of that, him discovering it wasn't butter. That, honestly, maybe one of the best, you know, things, one of the things that shows most how prolific he was, that you listed 4 different things that he was best known for.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
You can keep going on and say, depending on who you are, this is
totally.
You know, this is what jumps out into your mind for best known.
The two that I know him most for, well, Coming to America, he was awesome. He was really funny in that. But the two where he was voices, he's the voice of Darth Vader and he's the voice of Mufasa in The Lion King. I'm guessing if they keep making movies in that genre where those characters are a thing, that AI will handle the James Earl Jones parts probably.
I don't know. That's it. Now we get into the whole Actors Guild and all that stuff.
I thought Amy told me there was an article that said that there may have been an agreement in place to use AI.
Oh, really?
At least with the Disney stuff. Yeah.
If they pay, I bet they, you know what, they'll have
pay
to pay
estate.
The estate. They'll pay his estate. So that's good for James Earl Jones still. His family will benefit from
his
that.
His heirs.
Okay, good.
Still making
good.
Money. Yeah.
Good.
That's good.
I always wished he had done Between Two Ferns. He would have been awesome on Between
Two
Ferns.
He would have been great. Hey, we're raising money all day for a cause that means a ton to us here at Sports Radio 610. My Home Library, Barbara Bush Houston Literacy Foundation, We've gone through the numbers, but the big one to me is 61% of low-income families in Houston have no books in their homes, which means that kids are behind in terms of reading. 60% of kindergarten kids in the area each year lack required reading skills. That's crazy. 60%, a majority of the kids walking into a kindergarten class don't have the necessary reading skills to do kindergarten. One way we can help these families is to get books in the home. So you text new books to 41444, make a donation of just $30. That gets a new home library for one Houston kid. And right now our friends at Reliant are matching all donations, so your dollars mean double. Donate now and we'll give you a shout out. In fact, I want you, Eric from the Morning Bullpen and I have a contest to see who can raise more Texan fans or Cowboy fans. We're going to destroy them. Put Texans in the little note thing there where you make your donation. I'm about to make mine right now. I'm putting Texans, suck it, Eric, there. If you want to do that too, and to embarrass Eric while we raise a lot of money for kids, then let's go. All right? But this is a great cause. New books. Text new books to 41444 and then they'll text you right back and you make a donation. Just $30 is all they're looking for, and Reliant's going to match it for $60. Or they're going to match the 30, so it's a total of 60. All right, up next, contract news this weekend that affects the Texans, including Dak Prescott's big deal. How does that affect the Texans? We will tell you coming up next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. I had forgotten that we were comparing Bryce Young to various canines out there when we said that... Yeah. You know, he's probably not a dog, and then maybe he's a certain type of dog. A lot of people weighing in on what type of dog Bryce Young is. He's a corgi.
A corgi. A corgi, fancy little chosen dog of the royal family of England. Not the toughest of sorts, the royal family themselves. Lots of tough English people, but certainly not the royal family.
Pug?
Other than William, not William, the other one, Harry, who chose to leave. He was like, I can't be around. He's like, I flew helicopters in the Middle East. I can't hang out with these fancy lads.
We only got a couple hours yesterday on Monday. We're on 6 to 8 on Monday. Texans Monday on 8 to 10. You can hear it after every Texans game, after every Sunday game, the morning after. We did not get a chance really to dig in to Dak Prescott becoming the highest paid player in NFL history yesterday.
Yeah, we just kind of glided right on by it.
Yeah. It happened while we were doing the pregame. That was a wild pregame show we did on Sunday. Tyreek Hill getting detained.
There's a lot of news.
A lot of news. Tyreek Hill getting detained. Dak Prescott's contract came down. Very first question I know you had when the news came down, 4 years, $240 million, was how much of it is guaranteed? And we've now crossed the Deshaun threshold. We now finally have somebody with more guaranteed money, at least according to the 30,000-foot Schefter tweets. We haven't dug into the minutiae of how much is guaranteed for injury, how much is guaranteed for this or that. But on paper, $231 million guaranteed for Dak Prescott. He basically got, Seth, what I thought he would get if he had gone to free agency after the season. If he had gone to free agency, I think he gets to $60 million. And I think that's validated by what the Cowboys did, that they said, look, if we're going to try to retain him in an open market, it might exceed $60 million. We better take.
Think it probably would have exceeded.
Yeah,
it.
I do too.
As a general rule of thumb, like that's why Deshaun got as much as he did. He was in not even a real free agency situation. He was in a limited free agency situation where teams were going to have to give up picks to get him. So I think the fervor would have been pretty big.
Yeah.
And regardless. Is this a grudging tip of the cap to Jerry Jones, who, even though it took some time and there was a lot of drama, did eventually get deals done with CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott?
Yes. I mean, I don't know. It didn't impact them in week one. They destroyed the Browns 33-17. Like, there was a lot of talk last night in that game because Brandon Ayuk looked like somebody who's been playing catch in the backyard for his training camp exercises.
More drops in the first half than he had basically all of last season.
Yeah. But it didn't seem to affect CeeDee Lamb. It didn't seem... I mean, Dak wasn't holding out. He was just trying to get a new contract. But in the end, I don't know. Like, you never know with Jerry. Does Jerry Jones get off on having the Cowboys in the news every every morning on First Take? I have no idea.
I think the thing with Jerry Jones is that he's just notorious now for waiting too long to make hard decisions.
Yeah.
And they did this with Dak Prescott the last time where they didn't do the deal. They end up doing it the next year for way more money than they could have done it for. So I think part of it was just people thinking like, oh, Jerry's going to botch this again. So I will grudgingly give the Cowboys a tip of the cap for getting these deals done.
C.J. Stroud might be the next big deal.
It's kind of lined up that way.
Yeah, I mean, unless Brock Purdy gets a deal that's in the neighborhood of these guys.
Oh, okay, and he will, actually. So, no, that's where this is where you got to remember, Sean. You can't get into the argument about whether Brock Purdy does or doesn't deserve the deal. The trend in the NFL is always the next QB deal of a bona fide starter gets more than the last guy did.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. There's lots of reasons. There's lots of valid reasons you could argue that he shouldn't get what Dak Prescott gets. I get that 100%. It's just that that's not the way it works. It's the next year the cap's going to go up, and typically the next guy gets as much as the other. Other than in the Deshaun deal where it was just so far out of whack from every other contract.
Yeah, I don't know. Tua got a little less than the $55 million guys. Tua got 53. I mean, I'm probably nitpicking a little bit, but he didn't get more. I would be shocked.
But this is going to be 1 year later, though.
No, that's fine. But Tua, those guys all got 55, and then literally in the same offseason, Tua got less than them. He got 53. You know,
right. I'm saying that this next Brock Purdy's will be 1 year after this deal in a different.
Right. I'm saying he won't get 60. I don't think Brock gets 60. I just don't think he will. You think he will, I think he won't.
Right. My point is that Tua got that deal in the same offseason that the other guys did.
Right.
But 1 year later, everything goes up again.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think Brock's going to get well below 60. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not the whole 1 year thing. But I think CJ gets more than 60. I think CJ, 2 years from now, I think CJ gets. I mean, CJ might be pushing 63, 64, something like that, if he wants to. You know, that'll be the big question for the Texans.
Yeah, I could see him doing something like Pat Mahomes, where it's a really good deal, but it's also team-friendly in some respects and protects them in case of injury or something, like whatever the give and take is. And then the real big test is, all right, with Pat Mahomes, he signed that deal, and then he hasn't agitated for a new one since he got it. That's where I think the starting quarterback on a really good team can really do. You're doing the team a favor if you just flat out be like, yeah, okay, I'm going to play this thing. Maybe we'll tweak it on down the road. But as I become not one of the top paid guys, I'll take a discount by just playing under the same deal.
The other contract that came down over the weekend that will impact the Texans at some point here, sooner rather than later, Jalen Ramsey got paid over the weekend. That happened after we went off the air on Friday. He got $24.1 million per year, which is a little more than Patrick Surtain got on Thursday that week. And I guess the commonality here, this is a little like the Matt Chapman, Alex Bregman thing with the agents. Like, they both have Scott Boras, so maybe Bregman gets a similar deal or agitates for one. David Mulligetta is a Jalen Ramsey, or Jalen Ramsey's a Mulligetta guy. Stingley, as of like 2 weeks ago, is a Mulligetta guy. So Stingley, 24.1 for the top corners right now in the league.
Yeah, the Mulligetta stuff doesn't it doesn't make me one bit nervous at all, because I think that Mulligetta, for one, I think maybe when he was an up and coming agent and trying to make a name for himself or just whatever, you know, then maybe there was a little bit of a different mindset. We've seen him act, I think, like a veteran NFL agent at this point, where he's going to do what his client wants him to do. And sometimes it's been in the past, like agitating for a trade if that's what his client wants. He did it really well with Jalen Ramsey. But we've also seen him, as he did with Deshaun Watson, come to terms on a new deal with the Houston Texans. And Deshaun Watson was nothing but labor peace for the next 3 years, as far as all we knew at that point. The other guy, Micah Parsons, there's been not a peep about really any kind of discontent or discord with Micah Parsons getting a new deal this year. And David Mulligetta is his client. So I think as long as as long as CJ still feels really good about the Texans a couple years from now, I don't anticipate a lot of drama.
Yeah.
I think it'll be kind of the same way Scott Boras and Jose Altuve have not been a headache for the Astros.
That would be great.
Because there's a really good relationship between the player and the team.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. That would be fantastic. All right, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. Hey, let's give away some Cougs tickets. These are some special ones, man. We just had the AD on, Eddie Nunez, a little earlier in the show. He called back after he got done with us and said that his four personal club seats he wants to give to a Sports Radio 610 listener to this Saturday's game between the Cougs and the Owls. 713-572-4610. Caller number five. Caller number five is sitting in the AD's personal club seats to the Bayou Bucket game between the Cougs and the Owls. 713-572-4610 is the number. So give us a call now. Caller number five is the winner. You're on your way to the game this Saturday night. If you don't win the tickets, you can get them at uhcougars.com/tickets. You can get tickets for as low as $15 to the game. Up next, let's take our first look at the Chicago Bears. Playing on national TV for the first time for a lot of guys in this game. And prepping for Caleb Williams, who was not great in his debut against the Tennessee Titans. We'll do that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.